Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, this is the crossover. Evan Giddings in for Matt Steinmetz, Gerald the Guru Johnson, Dan Dibley, and... Long time no see, Mark Willard.
This is the second crossover. Let's keep that in mind.
Because Pasta did the greatest Willard impression, better than Lubman, and I was disappointed that I put Lubman on that pedestal. You didn't fail, Sam, but it didn't hit like it hit in the morning.
The Willard
laugh
was pretty good.
Your boy was impressed with
it. Good.
And I wish you could have heard it, but it looked like Pasta's gone.
No, I'm kind of down on Risotto for what I heard earlier in the show.
Pasta's been stepping on eggshells.
Guru's trying to get into his process, and Risotto comes in with the, it's got to be weird co-hosting with somebody who's the same age as your kids.
Willard came out of, but it was facts.
I was going to say, I appreciate facts.
Everybody's 30?
Yeah, but
He meant Pasta's age,
Well, he goes, I'm 23. Is it kind of weird, you're working with people that are the same age
Willard
as your kid?
Willard hurt me. I was like, pass me my cane.
Instead of the fangs coming out, he just kind of shut down.
Yeah,
it's like,
just like put it in. Wow, Will.
I get it. Yeah, because we had Kalia, who was in promotions.
Yep,
and she's the same age as my oldest son, and then the new young lady.
So this is
the same age as my younger son.
Hey, dude, what's the famous quote that Jimmy Butler said to Jonathan Kuminga, or Draymond said it too? You asked for this.
Wow.
So. This is what you get. You asked for this job?
Yeah.
You wanted to keep it?
No, I got you.
You wanted to keep it for over a decade?
Yeah.
Okay, then this is what you get.
Yeah.
Believe me, we've all been here from the point of the references you make are funny, and then one day you show up at work, and the people working with you don't even understand the references anymore.
Oh, boy.
Every time someone starts talking about Gilligan's Island now, and you just get blank stares from all your producers and... I'm just like, ooh. Yeah.
And that's my show. Yep. I had to ask Evan, Steiny and I, what 6'7 mean? Remember, I'm like, Evan, what 6'7 mean? What these kids in my...
I don't know what 6'7 means.
But board ops. I get older, they're the same age.
Oh, my goodness.
That's a four.
Yes, they do. Well, I'm reading this book right now, so I got Wooderson? My kind of hand on the mind.
Was that the Wooderson?
Yeah. Again, Dazed and Confused. Now a 20-something-year-old reference.
It is a great movie, though.
Oh, God, yeah. That one, that has to stay.
Dazed and Confused.
Oh, my God.
It'd be a lot cooler if you did.
I got two text messages this morning. One at about 6:23 from Ev, a little later, but I'm in my military time. And then you sent the same text with the Kuminga story. Can you share with us why you sent that article from Anthony Slater and ESPN Today? Because Ev sent it to me early.
Multiple reasons. A, phenomenal work, I thought, by Anthony Slater.
I feel like I watched the movie.
Phenomenal behind the scenes, one-on-one type conversations with mainly Jimmy Butler. Jimmy Butler. But also some sourcing with regard to how Kuminga is feeling. There's a banger of a quote in there.
Man, a banger.
Quote, he feels like the scapegoat again. So there, it's a big Warrior story. But I also wanted to send it directly to you because you spent a lot of time yesterday on the show feeling like what you saw on the court between Jimmy and Buddy was maybe a leadership problem.
Yeah.
And to read that article.
No,
and
I got you.
It doesn't even undo your point yesterday. That's a different thing.
But Jimmy's leading.
But to read about what is going on behind the scenes,
no doubt.
It feels like there are those in the Warriors organization who have essentially said, forget Steve Kerr, forget Joe Lacob, Mike Dunleavy, or anybody else. Jimmy, you're the Jonathan coach.
Yep.
Save this.
And I told Evan,
Star Wars, you are our only hope.
I use Julia Roberts. I love what Jimmy's doing. Help me. Jimmy's doing for young Kuminga. But I brought up Julia Roberts in one of the movies where she was a tree lover and they were going to take the tree down and she got in front of the tree. If you take me, it's the tree.
Aaron Brockovich or something like that.
But I said to Evan, is Jimmy do that come January 6th or whenever, if they had something to trade Kuminga, would he do something dibs to where he'd be like veto that or just try to give his 2 cents? Like, how far does it go?
Depends on how he's playing and how they're
that
playing.
That is, man.
And right now, if you look at the sample of what this season has been, he was unbelievable for a week and a half, and then it was, oh boy, the old JK's back, and now he's got bum knees at 23.
Wow.
So it's been about as much of a mixed bag as you could have thought, and you know, the article comes out now about Jimmy being the JK whisperer. I think that the timing is something that's not coincidental. So when JK comes back, you're going to see Jimmy throw an arm around him on the court, and hopefully things get back to how they were.
Because you had a theory I told Ever real quick this morning, yesterday you shared with us, a conspiracy theory,
and I can't
shake it.
Well, the facts are, the first game he didn't start, he played 10 minutes, and halftime of the game, his knees hurt. And he hasn't played since. So those are just the facts of the situation. You can draw your own conclusions.
Well, and then to Dibs's point, let me read straight from the end of this article. Because
I told
think
Evan, man.
This is huge. This is huge. They're talking about Kuminga, roll, bench, start, whatever. Jimmy Butler says, quote, I think with that, though, he has to understand it doesn't just mean score. Because I don't mind taking the back seat to him and letting him do his thing. And I'm down there in the dunker spot. I'll set screens. I don't mind. But you know what we better do?
I already know.
And Slater looks at me and goes, limit turnovers?
Which is funny.
Which is an awesome line. And he goes, no, we better effing win. That's it. Whatever we want to do, I'm fine with it. It better be towards winning because that's all I care about. I don't care about nothing else.
See, and that's where I think that they're wired a little differently between Jimmy and Jonathan. Like, Jimmy has won at every level. Like, or Jimmy's impacted winning at every level.
Are they wired differently, or is it a different time in their lives?
Well, so this is my point, though. When Jimmy was Kuminga's age, because he talked about understanding some of the stuff he's going through, he had been to community college. Mm. He had been through 3 years at Marquette and won 20 games every single season under a coach who was, you know, a quality coach.
Totally.
He had then got drafted as the 30th pick, not the 7th overall pick, to a 50-win team and had to earn his way onto a winning team to impact. Like, he did whatever the Bulls needed to do when he was that age. So their paths to where Kuminga currently is, to me, are very different. And that's why, as much as I think Jimmy's correct, by the way, I think he's right. And I also think the fact that they need him to be this whisperer means that they're on their final straw. Like, if he can't get you to do what they need him to do, then we're going to have to make a choice in January.
Yeah, I agree.
But Jimmy Butler, for him to say, we have to win, I know you know what it takes to win. Because at every single stage of your basketball life, you've shown that you can impact winning. So far, and it's been 4+, we haven't seen that enough for me to believe that it's just gonna change.
Well, I like something you said earlier, and I can't even remember if you said it on the show or if you said it on Twitter. I can't remember where I saw it, E, but basically you said that when you read this article and you see what Jimmy said and you see what Draymond said, it is very hard to escape the thought of Draymond's post-Oklahoma City press conference.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, that was a little
back there. And start thinking about what was that really about. And again, I still, to this moment, I don't think that that means it was 100% about Jonathan.
But how many, how much?
He's at the center of this dynamic. Nothing is one person, but he is at the center of this dynamic. If Jimmy Butler is literally cussing through the idea of, like, he's under my wing, but he's got to understand when. That's it. We can't be here for your growth and your goals unless they fit with W. Wow. That's it. And that's what Draymond was saying. And that's like, I don't know, maybe we can all arrive at a spot where it's like, gosh, there's been so much finger pointing and it's a blame and it's a who's right and it's a who's wrong. I don't think that that's what this subject is about.
Yeah.
It has to only be about winning. Jonathan's goals are fine. You're allowed to have them. Yeah. But if they don't fit with our W's today, then that becomes an agenda.
Yeah, and I felt like I was watching an episode of The Young and Restless, and everybody's, you know, trying to get to the bottom of it. But the fact that, you know, I condemn Draymond at times where I disagree with him and things that he says. When Coach Kerr called him, I believe for the this was in the piece, the Denver game, and said Pulse was going to start, and then he said and cared about who would come out, and it was Kuminga. I almost had a thug to basketball tier of like, this is what this is what this Warrior culture is predicated on. So to your thing, I was just salute to Jimmy, and then also to Dre for trying to make, you know, to think about JK.
And then he goes to OKC, and Steve even said in the piece, he was quoted as saying, well, this is really important to Jonathan. Starting is really important. So you go to OKC, and you had to make drastic changes. Yes. Steve told us that on our weekly show. They did that. Kuminga's coming off the bench, and he plays 10 minutes, and we haven't seen him since. So I'm not trying to say that that's the reason his knees hurt, but if it really is important to him, and then you play well when he comes off the bench, as you did in San Antonio, he didn't play at all. I think we're right back where we were last year, where you're trying to serve two different masters. You want to win every game, and if he's better suited to winning coming off the bench, but he wants to start really badly, well, welcome back to last year, everyone.
Yep.
And he went to Kerr specifically, Evan, and Dibs and Willard.
In Sacramento,
Jonathan,
right?
Telling him, I've studied Willard. I can play with him, taking on this task. But now Dibs has me thinking, even without the conspiracy theory, did that cut him when he didn't start for what, you know what I mean?
Clearly.
And it was so fast, and I'm not exonerating the turnovers that we saw from JK, but Evan, I'm scratching my head as to, that was kind of fast.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, and Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app and now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios. The other thing that I thought was kind of interesting that Slater put in there from Jimmy is his questioning of when Steph's not in, what do we do? And that ran across my mind watching last night's game because there was nobody who could do anything except for Pat Spencer, apparently.
Yeah, that was it.
But
Pulse scores some down. I liked it, but I got
it. An experience.
Yeah, it was.
Anyway,
yeah.
I don't even take any team's best five players, and I'm just like, whatever. I don't even know what the hell y'all doing out here.
Pretty weird in Miami.
Evan said the fourth didn't feel like they were that close. They turned it on,
and it was just over.
You ever go to a big high school game, but the JV game's on first, and people were just hucking the ball in? Like, it's just funny. I thought the first half was funny, but anyway, go ahead. Sorry to interrupt.
Any game where there's 120 combined misses, you're not going to have a lot of fun watching that game. So he says, the second that Steph is in the game is completely different than when Steph is out and I'm in the game. And if you're trying to run the Steph stuff, it's not going to work. Nobody's overreacting to anybody. I'm not saying, no, we should never do that. All I'm saying is Steph is the ultimate cheat code. So I do think there is a conversation to, and it's not just to Kuminga, but like, how should they play when Curry's not involved? Because that's, you know, a good 6-minute period from the first to the second when Jimmy's running the second unit, and then the end of the third to beginning of the fourth whenever Steph comes back in. And there is this ideology that, you know, Kerr is married to his system and his way. And I just thought it was interesting that this feels like the first time that Jimmy has ever kind of like pushed back on that.
Well, and this goes in my mind to how Steve has said that I don't think the Warriors have had a practice in 2.5 weeks. So like Jimmy's point on that is, what do we do in that situation? We need a minute to figure it out. Let's figure it out. Then let's define it. Let's do it. I don't care what my role is in it. Let's do it if it wins. we look at these situations and it's our soap opera brain, and I think we think about these player egos, and I'm not here to tell you that they don't have big egos. They're professional athletes. But I think on good teams, oddly, those players all find a way to put the ego away.
Oh, no doubt.
It's actually a very egoless thing to try to go win. Like, whoever this eighth player is on Oklahoma City, believe you me, he thinks he can start. And he's probably right. But you have to play a role. And clearly, for whatever reason, and blame can be everywhere if you want to use that word, you just have a group of people that have not been able to define and accept exactly what the roles are together that will lead to consistent winning. And they've got to go find that. And it's very early and they've got time. But they've got to be healthy, they've got to practice, they've got to go find that, and then they all have to agree to do it every night.
That's the challenge. And, you know, we talked about agendas before. That might have been Monday or last week, I forget. But you look at Pods and how he's playing. He's playing to me like somebody who is wrapped up in who am I supposed to be. Last night he was able to just go out there and play, no expectations. But I don't
also
think
like a guy that's, not to interrupt, he's been humbled. And I think those comments and that piece from Slater about maybe some teammates or some within the organization, I think that hit him to where now, Evan said his confidence, I feel like that penetrated him to where I don't feel like he's playing freely, because now I think he knows people might be like, you're doing a little too much.
And I think the agenda's comment was directed at him, maybe not quite as much as Jonathan, but it was those two. And the way Brandon's played this year, to me, has been a little tentative. One of you guys said it earlier, like, when he's going good, he's going great.
Watch
and
out.
The confidence is through the roof. But if he doesn't see it go through the hoop early, he starts to play a little bit more tentative, which is not Pods at his best.
I think that's kind of a characteristic of all the young guys. I mean, even someone like Moses Moody, who's
probably
the guy who's contributed the most to winning so far the last year. But if he doesn't see a shot go down early, I mean, he just ain't shooting. Like, you can tell very quickly if Moses Moody is going to have a night where he makes 7 threes against the Pelicans, or a night like the game after against Orlando, where it just ain't falling tonight. And that's where I think it's frustrating to watch the roller coaster ride of those young players. Yeah, QP2. It's like the guy up until last night could not shoot outside of Chase Center. But it's frustrating to watch because we don't know, and I'm sure the old guys also don't know what to expect. And that, to me, is how you get to a 9-8 record.
They're playing with living legends. Yeah, I mean, imagine how hard that is. Like, I'm on Steph Curry's team, and I'm going to go out here and miss 4 in a row? I get it. If I miss 3 in a row, I'd be like, okay, I'm going to stop.
Oh, no doubt.
You take the ball. That's like, that is this. There's so many legs to that entire dynamic of 23-year-olds playing with Steph Curry and Jimmy Butler. And how do you have,
at this point in their careers,
like, how do you have the gall to go out there and shoot? But then again, they're like, you have to. So, like, yeah, I get it. But, you know, no one's going to feel sorry for him. This is professional sports.
Yeah, it's still early.
Kind of like what I was saying about Buddy yesterday. I'm not bothered if someone's yelling at him. This is professional sports.
And well, 4-15.
You're playing awful.
Yeah.
He's played awful all year.
And I'll say this.
I love Buddy, but he's playing awful this year.
But to Evan's point about confidence, he's going to continue to shoot.
He's not bothered by... He's 33, though.
That's the point.
And he's one of the top 10 three-point shooters of all time.
That's the point.
Right.
And, you know, you talked earlier about the others. Yeah. And last night, the others were not the others.
It hurt me.
They were the people. And I was thinking about this morning when I was listening to you guys. If that was your team last night, you'd probably go 8-74. I mean, that's if you didn't have any of those other guys ever.
Yeah.
I mean, you're not even really a good G League team, honestly.
And I get caught up in it, and thank God Steiny's not here, but I text Evan last night. Moses Moody's been – he's everything. Good player, never complains. I talked about his moxie coming off the bench looking for a shot because he knows – and last night was just an exhibit A of, I thought Moody was better than he was in regard to being able to put the ball on the floor, cook, ha-ha, and that defense and tenacity was coming from Miami. And I said, no, he's mastered a way of playing off Curry when everybody's looking at Curry and his job, along with others, are easy. And I'm looking like I saw him tentative to put it on the floor. And I'm kind of getting mad, and I'm no. Moses never told you that, Goo. You thought he was better than he was because of who he was around.
Go back to your guys' conversation, which was awesome.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Awesome, by the way, with Clifford Wreck.
Oh, man.
Please, everybody, if you didn't hear this, go take 15 minutes on the Odyssey app and YouTube and go listen to this.
Talk about a voice.
I mean, man. So shout out to the 1975 championship team, and we'll mention it a few times during the show that they're going to be out there tomorrow at the team store, and you can go get an autograph and everything. But I loved his story about he arrives to the Warriors and immediately sees that the whole team is having a hard time getting along with Rick Barry, which surprises no one. Right. Rick's a phenomenal basketball player, Hall of Famer, a great talker, but if you've been around Rick for more than 2 minutes, it was a little edgy there sometimes.
I could not care less.
Exactly. So what does Clifford do? He calls a meeting with everybody who's not Rick and not the coaches and says, all right, who here in the room feels like you can average 35 a night? Nobody raises their hand.
He said it, nobody.
All right. Then your job is to figure out how to get along with Rick Barry. Same thing here. Damn. I know everyone gets along with Steph, but that's the deal. The rest of these dudes that were playing, like, you're role players. And you can't play this role that everybody tried to play last night.
Man.
They're not able.
Yeah, I mean, but like the thing is, though, you do need capable players. Like, one of the reasons why I forget, someone called in earlier and they were talking about like the lack of depth, and I think it's on display last night. But we talked about the game in 2022, late in the season when they're at Miami, where they won that game, and that was the difference between them hosting the finals and having to go to Boston in game one. So, important game, turned out. That game, they had Jordan Poole, Andrew Wiggins, Damian Lee, and Jonathan Kuminga actually played well in that game. Yeah. But they didn't have their big three. Curry, Draymond, Clay, who was back by then, all out. They beat a team led by Jimmy Butler and had the majority of their starters healthy for that game. They can't do that now.
No.
Like, if they're missing their big three, they can't go out and do that. And so that's why... For the person who called in and said, just look at the difference in groups. Like, one's a championship team and one is struggling to look like a play-in team right now. I can kind of understand that. Because last night, those are the guys that have to help your big three, not the Pools and the Wigginses.
But I don't know. Are you guys bothered by that? Like, remember when the Niners played
Atlanta?
But
when you say bothered.
Well, like, I think that's not abnormal. Right? Like, when the Niners played Atlanta, what was our narrative the next morning? Oh, they can run the ball because George is back.
Okay.
Well, right, George is back. Now suddenly there are holes in the offensive line that weren't there for 4 or 5 weeks. That's the way it always is. Like, major players have an unbelievable trickle-down effect on those other players. And I don't know what you guys all thought. Like, what were you expecting when you sat down last night?
Truly an L.
But not even just an L. Like, what does it look like? Like, did you think that Moses...
I thought he would... Yeah.
I got duped on something. I couldn't believe that Will Richard put up a goose.
Okay.
Where was Will? I thought that
are we
was...
And he's been a godsend, but are we asking too much of Will, though?
God, it's his 17th game as a pro. Like, I'm not worried about it.
Neither am I, but I'm like, man.
Yeah, we all want to see, like, okay... Who's going to be the dog?
Because this is your time.
Ain't got no dogs. Ain't got no dogs. You have a bunch of role players.
And of your role players, and we always joke about role players play better at home. I do think that that's the case. And if you're looking at your role players, you probably aren't going to get them to all play really well most of the time. Like Moses Moody, unbelievable quarter, phenomenal game. And then last night, just 3 of 12, didn't quite have it. And so... If you're looking to rely on your role players, you're in a whole heap of trouble. Can you get consistent play out of some of them? I do think you can, but my biggest issue with the others, as you like to call them, is the majority of them are one-way players. GP2, oh, you can play, but boy, take him out on offense. And, Quentin Post, not really a great defender yet, but he healed, the same thing. So for me, that's the deep flaw with your depth, is that you don't have a lot of two-way guys. Moses should be that, but... He's a streaky shooter.
Catch and shoot.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they're all players that are built to, or that have to play around the big three. And when those guys aren't there, there's no one that can do much.
Yeah.
I mean, again, that 22 team, like, you may not have liked Poole, but he could do some things.
On his own.
Wiggins had been previously a number one, on not a good team, but had experience as that kind of guy. Like, so there were players on that team that could do things without Steph, Clay, Dre, a lot of these players, and part of it is because of the system that they've been developed in, but they are, like, their skill sets are made to complement the Currys and the Butlers.
Evan.
And so when they're not there, it's just like, what am I watching?
And that's why you tell me, Willard, I should have just said it to you, but I told Evan we started the show, Dibs. Kuminga came to my mind yesterday. That. Like, we need him more now than ever, I believe.
In those spots, absolutely.
I know that.
He's a guy who can at least, like try to do it on his own.
There's no doubt.
I mean, if you...
That's what I was thinking.
It's funny. I don't disagree with you guys, but if you make the season about games like that, and I don't. Those are going to be the one-offs. There's going to be a handful more. I'll agree with you for a different reason. I mean, again, going back to this article by Slater, they said it, Jimmy said it, Draymond said it, I believe it. Can the Warriors, because they've got Hall of Fame players, can they be a solid team? Sure, sure. If you want them to do something special, then JK needs to be that first five games, JK.
No doubt about
it. He has to
what
be.
What happened?
And if he's not that guy, then they need to turn him into a different human being who will be that guy.
Come January.
So, like, that's that to me. That's the whole.
I feel like that's where we're headed.
I think they're up the staircase, but to get to the top or near the top of the staircase, something special is going to have to happen. I will say this though: that road trip being done, I feel like it closed the book on something. Don't go.
Evan said the same thing.
They're about to go.
Okay,
they're all about to go.
I hope so.
E40. Tell me when to go.
Don't worry about the 9 and 8. Right. Well, I think it's about to
go. Okay. I hate that 9 and 8.
Yeah, I know. Whatever.
It sounds like 6-7. All right.
9-8.
Will and Dibs are about to go right here on 95.7 The Game.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.